communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral help, such as...
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to another great edition of Piercing Darkness radio broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries and its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. I want to thank you again for being a friend and partner. We hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. The best Valentine ever is the love of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for you, and he's wounded for your transgressions. And he was took the stripes, and you were healed by them. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And that's what we're doing today is lifting up Jesus. Last night we had a crusade in Port St. Lucie for the first night of the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade. Last night was night one. We were at the Mid-Florida Event Center, formerly known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, at 9221 Civic Southeast Civic Center Place. And it was a great crusade as we worshiped Jesus, apostolically shared the Word of God, and prayed for those in need. And I want to encourage you tonight, we'll be back in Port St. Lucie for the last night in an even bigger room, so we're expecting God to do great things. And we'd like to invite you to come. And what better way to spend your Saturday evening? I know you have family and friends, and you want to do your Saturday afternoon things. But this evening, take time to lift up Jesus and be a part of this crusade. It's going to be at 7 p.m. The service starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll go to the Holy Spirit finishes. We usually finish around 10:30, 11 is when we finish. But you can come at 7 or 8 whenever you can get there. Just come. It's free to attend. The parking is totally free. The event is totally free. Bring someone that, you know, wants to worship Jesus, or maybe they want to grow in their faith. Or you say, you know what, I want to hear an on-time prophetic word for 2020 and what's happening next decade. You know, we got with all this news going on with the con virus and all this other wild stuff going around the world. We need encouragement. We need to lift up Jesus. So come out tonight. It's free to come to the last night of 2019 World Crusade. It's going to be there in Port St. Lucie at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. It's free to attend. You don't want to miss it. So I encourage you to come. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net or call 561-337-901. Again, that phone number local is 561-337-908, 561-337-908. Call today. Someone will give you the address, give you the where to go, and how to get there. It's right there in Port St. Lucie. You can't miss it. You can Google it. It's on twonightsandmiracles.com website. It's on the powerevangelism.net website, the events page. So come tonight. Apostle has an on-time word. He's going to pray for everyone that comes and wants to be prayed for. He's going to lay hands on you to pray. And if God gives him a word for you, he'll give you a word. And we're going to lift up his great prophetic worship as the ensemble, Power Evangelism Ensemble team worships God together. And we lift up the Lord, worship, great prophetic, intimate worship. So if you love to worship God intimately and seek God, it's a great time to come there. So don't miss it. It's free to come. To bring your family, bring your friends, and come, whether you're in the Treasure Coast. We had somebody come all the way from Orlando last night, drive 2 hours, a lady, and she drove all the way back. Her sister invited her. She lives local there, and she came, and she's been blessed. People came from West Palm Beach and different parts of Port St. Lucie, Stewart, and Fort Pierce. So come and experience the power of God. You don't want to miss it. So I encourage you to come tonight in Port St. Lucie at the Mid-Florida Event Center, Two Nights of Miracles. Tonight is the last night. This is Saturday, February the 15th, 2020, at 7 p.m., it's free admission and free parking with Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information, again, call 561-337-908 or go to twonightsofmiracles.com, or you can just come tonight at 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie. And I want to thank you all for being listeners for this, you know, last several years, being friends, being partners, and just praying for the ministry, praying for Apostle Solly, because many of you know to do ministry and go to church. Ministry is the best thing you could ever do is serve God, and ministry has expenses, has needs. and we reach people throughout the United States on radio. We have a media ministry. We do crusades, like we're doing a free crusade. We do revivals, church planting. We do missions in the African, Haiti, and other regions to bring the gospel to those that need the gospel. And also, we do helping people, too. We do missions to help people get back to the community and stuff like that. We do an intercity basketball program, all kind of great things that benefit the kingdom of God and show the love of Christ so people can follow Jesus and go to heaven. So if you want to partner with us, you can do it for $1 a day, or you want to give a one-time gift of $20, you know, $50, $100, or whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to do. So you'd like to support what they're doing, pick up the phone and call us or go to our website. You can donate right online. It's safe and secure. You get a receipt for your tax-deductible receipt. We are a nonprofit, federal and state in the state of Florida and national, federal in the United States, nonprofit organization. So you can get a tax break when you file your taxes for donating to a nonprofit organization. And your donations help us keep it on air, help us keep us winning souls to Christ and doing evangelism and going out into the world and sharing the gospel to people. So thank you again for being a friend, a partner, a listener. You can go to powerevangelism.net, the donation page, and you can donate right there. You can go to PayPal and just find Power Evangelism on there as well. Also, there's a new thing called the Cash App. You can type in Apostle Ronald Solly, has a cross, and it goes to the ministry. It goes right to the ministry account, has a cross on it, and it will give you a receipt as well. And also, we can mail you one if you'd like one in the mail, or email it to you as well. So, thank you again for being a partner and friend. And when the Bible says in Luke 6:38, when you give, it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So God calls other men to give into your bosom. So when you give to the gospel and you sow seed with a good heart, God's going to bless you at your job, bless you with inheritance, bless you with favor, and just bless you in your life and protect you in the family because you're giving to the gospel and putting God first above anything else in your life. And like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things you need in life will be added into you. But giving is a precedent. It's the only place in the Bible God ever said, test them, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. So thank you again for being a listener. That's the most important thing, is listening to the gospel. Thank you for praying for us and being a friend. And also thank you for all those that took time to sow seed. And if you want to sow seed one time or be a monthly partner, we would definitely appreciate it. We'll pray for all of our partners. Don't forget tonight, Port St. Lucie, last night of two nights of miracles. It is tonight, 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place at the Civic Center, formerly known as Civic Center, now the Mid-Florida Event Center. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. The presence of the Lord. Bring friends, bring family. Come and worship Jesus with us. We're going to go back live to the studio with Pastor David and Apostle Ronald Solly. Back live there in the studio. And enjoy this message from the man of God. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Now, you have to understand that money is not God's problem. He has given you access to money, not because money is your source, but he has given you access to money because it can work as a favor tool. Someone say amen. It can activate and clear things and work things out. But God is your source. So if your bank is not looking positive, it doesn't mean that God's will is for you to be bound in that area. Let me talk about money for a few seconds. Somebody say, in the glory, money is not a problem. Come on, say one more time. In the glory, money is not a problem. You see, why I'm talking about money is because most of you need physical healing, but also you need financial breakthrough. So the devil wants you to live from paycheck to paycheck. Everybody say paycheck to paycheck. That's limited. If God has given you a dream, if you're going to finance the gospel, your paycheck to paycheck is a limitation. It is a roadblock. It's something, you turn it into a stepping stone. Look at it as something that God has given you as a transition point. And believe God for bigger, greater, and mighty things. Can I amen to that? So you can take care of your family, so you can support the work of God, so you can be an instrument in the works, in the hands of God that God can use. So when darkness comes, it targets three areas. It targets your faith. Once your faith has been targeted, you doubt and you live in fear. Fear is the number one problem in people's lives today. The absence of the glory is the presence of fear. When the glory is present, fear will not function. When the glory is present, fear is not a factor. When the glory is present, faith is the factor. God says, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you, not forsake you. So death is a tool that facilitates the atmosphere of fear. Someone said, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. So when we're in fear and doubt, we can't give. We can't trust God. We're always worried. Your marriage is going to be in stress because you look at all the things. They're going to cut off your light bill. They're threatening to kick you out of the apartment. Or they're threatening to sell your home. You know, all these problems. You keep getting angry letters coming to you. It's a problem of the world. It should not be a problem of the believer. If the economy is bad, that's for the world, not for the believer. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So God gives us faith. God gives us provision. God empowers us to believe him for divine what? Provision. Somebody say amen. Listen to this before I finish. Number two, the enemy attacks this area. I told you, he attacks your faith. Number two, he attacks your passion. Your passion for God. Once your passion for God is attacked, when you're broke, your passion for God could be attacked severely because you think about things that have to do with your upkeep and your personal needs. And God says, I want to bless you. So the blessings does not have a measure. God's blessing comes beyond what? Measure. You can't limit it. God ever said the word abundancy. Say that word louder. Abundancy. Say, God is more than enough. Abundancy is his way of thinking. So God wants to give you abundancy. Not only does God want to heal you, but he wants to give you abundancy. Overflow. Ever say overflow. Overflow. So when your finances are attacked, it causes stress. When there's stress in your life. Now, there's a lot of millions that are stressed because they have a poverty spirit in them. But you have to think about this in your heart. The enemy wants to stress you, mess up your blood pressure, and mess up every other area of your life because he's attacking you through that open door that you must close. How do you close this door? In prayer and trust. Everybody say, the ground carries my harvest. I have to command the ground to release my harvest. You can't command the ground to release your harvest if there is no seed in the ground. There have to be seed in the ground for the harvest to be released. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. Everybody say give. Now, if you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, you have to sow seed in the ground, not sparingly, but abundantly, in faith, not in doubt, not grudgingly, but in boldness. And that's how you trigger the breakthrough. Debt is a curse. God says, he who is in Christ is free from the curse. If you're born again, the curse of debt has no right to claim you. You can break it off. Now, it doesn't mean the devil's not going to try to claim you. When a viper jumped on Paul, he shook his hand and the viper fell in fire. The devil's going to try to fight you. Hey, if you want to win, you got to fight back. You want to walk out of the wheelchair, get up and walk. You want your eyes to see, start to see. Say, I can see, I can see. Don't just wait for something to happen magical. No, it's not magical. You got to decree and say, God, thank you for opening my eyes. I can see, I can see. Begin to desire, begin to speak it, begin to expect it, begin to want it, begin to dream it, begin to yearn for it. It will manifest. If you can talk, you're going to talk tonight. Begin to decree, open your mouth. If you can say, Jesus, say, Jesus is going to come out. Somebody say, hallelujah. Can somebody help that young man, please? Ashes, thank you. God bless you. Ashes, please. Thank you. God wants to bless us. Everybody say, bless us. Lift your hands and say, I'm blessed. Say it again. Say louder. Say with authority. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you know it. Say louder. Say with authority. Say like you believe it. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Lift your hands up and say, no weapon formed against me, so with authority, shall prosper. Now, you're to believe that you're blessed. When God commanded Abraham to leave the land of his fathers, he never gave him a $20,000 credit card. Somebody say hallelujah. He didn't say, here's your credit card. Go to the land. I'll show you there. I'll bless you. Oh, God, I got a proof. So what is the proof? Oh, I got a deposit in my savings of $1 million. Now I can go preach in America. No. You have to believe. When you take the first step, God takes the second step and the third step and the fourth step and the fifth step. That's how the blessing works. It's important for every believer here to know that finances are not God's problem. It's the pagan, the non-believer problem, not for the believer. So the wealth of the wicked is laid for the righteous. If I say the wicked are working for me, I'm going to get it. So God's going to give you ideas. God's going to open doors for you. God's going to speak to atmospheres to change. When we're in the glory, we experience the abundance. When we're in the glory, we experience the overflow. When we're in the glory, time is not a factor. That's why you see in some of our services, we have seen people lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds instantly of weight lifted off their body. Just like that. Why? Because they're in the glory. That's not a factor. Time is not a factor. God just moves immediately. That's why Jesus stepped in the boat, and fish came from everywhere instantly. That's why the man who had lost his mind, instantly got his mind back. Somebody say amen. That's why God opened a deaf ear instantly yesterday, right here. When I commanded the ear to open, God opened it. That's the God I'm talking about. When you're in the glory, things happen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible with our God. When we believe, we receive. The best is yet to come. Jesus answers prayer. We're in the last days, and what I mean by that is that, you know, the Lord is coming back. He knows the day and the hour, but when you see what's happening in the world today, in China, you see what's happening today in different parts of the world, you definitely can tell that the Lord is coming back soon. And you gotta take your relationship with the Lord very serious. What I mean by that is that in this time, because the Lord is coming back soon, you take your relationship with the Lord very serious and value every word the scripture says. Nothing is so eminent like what we see today, the fact that the Lord is coming back soon. Coronavirus, the invasion of locusts in Africa, and several other things that are happening, it's evidence that these are the last days. But you don't have to be afraid. We see what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 24. Pestilences, wars, rumors of war. Take your relationship with the Lord very serious. Because he is Lord, and he's coming back soon. So we have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-018, 561-337-9018. Call the number for prayer. That way we can be able to pray with you. 561-337-9018. We have somebody who will take your name and also pray for you. Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible with him. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. When you put your faith and your focus on the Lord, your heart is going to get closer to him more and more. So, and I was surprised when I read on the news, and this is not fake news, but the city of Wuhan, to the extent of now, that people go back to work because this contagious virus, which is an invisible thing, is shocking people in the world today. And the numbers, even the cruise ships. And I just did some research and I found out that it could be spreading in other areas. That not even if you're coming from any other city and residing to Beijing, they have to quarantine you for 14 days. Beijing is the capital city of China. And they have to quarantine you for 14 days before they allow you back into your own city, your own country. I mean, that's really bad in China. And even in the city of Shanghai, people are not back on the streets like a ghost town, even without being quarantined because of fear. When you don't have God and you have technology, you have money, you don't have God, fear will grip you. Fear will stress you out. Fear will torment you. And that's why it's important to really never pursue success without God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and the things will be added unto you. But what people are doing, they're seeking things and not seeking him. They're seeking possessions, seeking wealth, seeking status quo, importance, without seeking God. And that's the problem we have today. 561-337-9018. The prayer line is open. You can call for prayer. At any time, we're going to be able to stand with you and pray and believe God to move in your life and to bless you. Jesus is Lord and answers prayer, and nothing is impossible. I'm excited about the crusade we have in Pastor Lucy. Now, all of you in the area, I invite you to come to Pastor Lucy. If you're in the area, if you're in Palm Bay, if you're in Palm Beach, if Melbourne, if you're in Palm City, if you're in Indian Town, Jensen Beach, all the surrounding areas, come to this crusade and get blessed. We're believing God for this second night to be amazing. What God did last night was amazing. On Valentine's Day, we had a crusade, which is really amazing that, you know, people came and were blessed. And today, we have one more night. You don't want to miss it. Bring a friend and come experience the power of God. Lord, God gave me a powerful revelation about the glory yesterday, and I'll touch on it briefly here. Why do we need the glory? Moses prayed to God and said, show me your glory. So you're going to experience the glory and the power of God in our crusade, and you'll be blessed. Because God's going to be moving powerfully and setting up this week. I believe it's time to establish, to get established in the glory, to get established in the glory and experience blessings that overflow. What a mighty God we serve. He is awesome and he's amazing. You see, when I look at the scripture and I study the scripture carefully, I identify with what the Lord says, that, you know, in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold. It's not easy to get people to really turn to God unless there's a shocking thing that is happening, like what's happening in Asia with the coronavirus, which is spreading around the world, and also things that are happening with the locust invasion that have invaded people in eastern side of Africa, you know, in Somalia, Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, and now Tanzania and Zambia. They come in billions of locusts, and they eat everything that is green. They could eat food that can feed 34 million people in one day. The locusts can devour. They don't stop eating, and they eat and breed, eat and breed. It's like they're on steroids. That shows you how aggressive these locusts are. When they come in the area, everything green thing that is there will go, and they eat, breed, eat, breed, eat, breed. And then they grow very fast. So it could cause a human disaster in the area of a high magnitude, causing food prices to go high and people dying from starvation. Because you see, this is like a biblical type of plagues, and things like this sometimes have to happen. But you see, you don't wait for this kind of tragedies and earth-shaking events to really now think about God. It's better you do that right now when things are okay with you. That way, you know, you really get to know Christ from the level of relationship and loving him genuinely, not because you want to use him for something, but because you love him for who he is. And sometimes it's easy to think that worldly things happening in the other part of the world, it can't happen where we are in America. But you should understand that the devil is wicked. It doesn't matter what country you're in. If there's no God protection, if there's no God's presence in the area, then there's nothing you can do with your technology. And China is the second largest economy in the world. with all the technology they have, they're not able to stop the virus. It's still claiming lives. So nobody's exempt, only those that are in Christ and experiencing God's protection. God doesn't discriminate. God loves everyone. Love us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, whoever believes in him should not perish. Have eternal life, have everlasting life. So it's the will of God for you to live, to will, and to prosper. But find the joy of the Lord today in seeking him, loving him, and doing his will. So we're opening up the lines of prayer. You can call 561-337-9098. Once again, the prayer line is 561-337-9018. Or you can go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. That's www.powerevangelism.net. To submit your request, we want to stand within prayer. And believe God to bless you. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. Don't forget, our crusade is tonight in Port St. Lucie. At the Port St. Lucie location, thank you, Jesus. Location is Mid-Florida Event Center, which is the former Port St. Lucie Civic Center. And we're going to be, the address is 922-21. Civic Center come ready to get blessed. Come ready to get empowered. Come ready to receive your blessing. And the Lord is going to bless you. Only believe and come expecting. Because Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. 561-337-9018. Bring a loved one, and you'll experience the blessing of God today like never before. I love the Lord because the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Once again, it's today is this last night. The 15th of Saturday, or the 15th of February, which is a Saturday, at 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. Jesus is Lord. We're excited and look forward to see you there. You're going to love it. It's going to be a great blessing to you and your family in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The Lord is moving, and we're experiencing his blessing. So I invite you to come and experience his blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Evangelism Ministries presents two nights of miracle artists for St. Lucie, Florida, in the Treasure Coast with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solomon, who God used to impact the nations of the world. Don't miss your miracle with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solomon.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is life. You're giving up, not going to get God's attention. It's when you're willing to take that step of faith. That's why you can accept that vision of
information. Go to twonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-9008. February the 14th at 7 p.m. February the 15th at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday. It's free admission, free parking. All are welcome to come. Bring your friends and bring your family and come experience the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit as lift up peace and worship in the Word and praying for those in need. Don't miss it. For more information, go to twonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-908, February the 14th and February the 15th, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the newly renamed Mid-Florida Creighton venue, 9221 Civic Center Place in the Port St. Lucie, Florida. It is free admission and free parking.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look forward to see you in this crusade. 561-337-908. Glory to God. Get ready for the word, and God's going to bless you as the word is preached and proclaimed. And you're going to be blessed with the word of God as it's proclaimed today. I just want to encourage you to believe God for the impossible. All things are possible, we believe. All you do is to believe, and you'll be blessed. God wants to bless you. because he's a good God. And he never stopped blessing those that believe. So yesterday, a woman came with severe pain in her knees and her hips. But God was able to heal her.
Tonight's a miracle to come into the heart of this person. He was in Florida. Coach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Collins, who God used to impact nations of the world. Witness your miracle with man of God, Apostle Ronald Collins. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is life. You're giving up, not going to get God's attention. It's when you're willing to take the step of faith. That's how you're going to take the attention of
information. Go to tonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-908. February the 14th at 7 p.m. February the 15th at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday. It's free admission. Free parking. All are welcome to come. Bring your friends and bring your family and come experience the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit and lift up these in worship in the Word and praying for those in need. Don't miss it. For more information, go to tonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-908. February the 14th, February the 15th, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the newly renamed Mid-Florida Creighton venue.
I'm excited about this crusade, and I just want to remind you, just drive up there. We give you the address. And if you have a need and you want God to touch you, come expecting. All you have to do is come expecting, believe, and God will do it for you. Because the Lord has never failed to touch those that believe. He will not go against his word. If you believe, you will receive. You know, but only all you have to do is to believe. For with God, all things are possible. But you have to believe. And that's what God requires you to do, is to believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Unbelief is a delay. It's a hindrance. Strategy the enemy uses to deny you what belongs to you. But when you believe, you will receive. And God will do the same for you. Like he did for these people that you're going to hear testify right now. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. And I believe in God. And nothing is impossible with my God. All things are possible because we believe in Jesus is Lord. Best is yet to come.
Yeah. Yes.
All the way from neck pain to all here.
Okay, so your pain.
Three car accidents. I'm old and I should have died.
Oh my goodness, God.
51 years I've been in pain since 13.
Come right here. So since 13, you've been in pain from here to here, and you got...
No chiropractors can do nothing for me. They tell me I'm pretty crippled.
They say what?
They say I'm quite crippled.
Well, they're going to be surprised because God is going to fix that right now. Stripes of Jesus.
Not let me.
By the stripes of Jesus, I command you to be healed from this incurable condition. The curse is broken to four generations behind you. As I lay hands on you, I prophesy a creative miracle over you. I need a female Asher right here. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Somebody that can catch. Creative miracle. That's the creative miracle. That's the glory.
You are the Lord, my Maker. You are my God, Lord, that healeth me. You are the Lord, my Healer. Oh, my God, in your name, you sent your word.
Now look for the pain.
It is gone. It's gone. Holy crap.
It's gone since she was 13 years old. Goddess.
I don't know God.
To God be the glory. I know when God is in the house, I told you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God praise for the powerful testimony. More of these testimonies are proof that God heals today and he sets captives free. All you have to do is to believe. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. 561-337-9018. To call a number for more information about this crusade. It's a free event, so you're invited to come and attend. It's a free event. You will be blessed by coming to this event and attending it, and you'll experience the blessing of God. It is yours for the taking. God doesn't want you to ask. You know, we invite you to come and be blessed. You will be blessed supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. Woman has been suffering for 53 years in pain. You should try chiropractors and chiropractors. But God delivered her by his supernatural hand in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, and he answers prayer. And the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. 561-337-9018. The lines are open. Pray right now and experience your blessing. It is supernatural. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and the best is yet to come. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus is Lord. Does God heal today? Yes, he does. Does he deliver today? Yes, he does. Does he answer prayer? 100% he does answer prayer. All you have to do is to believe, and you will receive. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And he wants to bless you. Glory to Jesus.
Miracles still happen. What you're about to witness is an awesome testimony of the power of God and the Holy Spirit in action. This young boy came to the One Night of Miracle Crusade with his family, believing God for a miracle. He had a severe case of asthma. After Apostle Sully prayed and prophesied over his life, he went back to his local physicians. They could find no trace of asthma. He was totally free. To God be the glory. Enjoy this clip as his parents testify of his miraculous deliverance and healing for the glory of God.
Problems. My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects that affected him. We came and Apostle Sally prayed for him. My son just turned 11. We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Sally. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. They ran those tests, and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God.
I believe in miracles.
Isn't that amazing? That God will touch somebody that even the doctors will say, did you bring the right child? The mother knows their child. It's shocking that a guy can do things like that. That shock doctors at that level. Because you have to believe when you ask him, and you will receive that it will be done according to your faith. 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles. I believe in God. It's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we're experiencing now and at different levels. Christ. So faith does not reason. Faith releases faith. That's the number you should call for prayers. 561-337-9018. When the Spirit of God is being poured out in a place at that level, you don't procrastinate. I mean, there could be other things that you plan. But it's the best place to be.
Coming to the heart of the CSRA in downtown Augusta, Georgia, at the Wyndham Armada Conference Center.
The best place to be is in the atmosphere of God's presence. So we'll see you tonight in Port St. Lucie, where God is going to be pouring out his Spirit and moving powerfully. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. Now, I'm ready to share the Word of God. Let's go to our Bibles right now. You can open the book of Hebrews. Let's go to the book of Hebrews right now and see what the scripture says. This is very important for you to know how really you can walk in the blessing of God without having to really stress about things in life that the enemy tries to throw at you, because, you know, the devil uses that avenue of stress, depression, and torment. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible says, therefore, leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on to unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Therefore, leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. And to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Our doctrine of baptisms and of laying on hands and resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. And verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again and to repent, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. The glory of God is released over our lives to establish the avenue of repentance. God's glory is released in our lives to establish the avenue of repentance, but also to establish the depth and the commitment to Christ, our Savior, forever. You see, when you adapt into the family of God, you're not adapted into the family to be an excuse from living a life which is absent pleasing God, which is considered as the life of sin. But when you are purchased by the freedom, then you choose to live your life pleasing unto God, which is the best choice. That even though you may be facing battles and challenges, yet your commitment to God is carrying the glory and bringing glory to his name and a testimony. Knowing that your commitment to God has resulted in you being faithful, converted, a believer, a saint, a born-again believer that has a testimony and has a future in Christ. So, there's a lot of doctrines out there that denounce the supernatural, denounce laying on of hands, denounce the demonstration of God's spirit power, denounce repentance. A doctrine that is falling short of God's glory and disengaging people from repentance or living a life of faith, devoted and committed to God, that life is, I mean, that doctrine is not of God, and that the people are being exposed to deception, which could lead to their destruction. When people walk away from the Lord and backslide and abandon the faith, it's not easy to get them back. It will take challenges and circumstances to draw them back to God. That's why it's very important for you as a child of God to become and your commitment to Him. Verse 8. I'm reading from verse 7, excuse me. For the earth which drinketh in rain and cometh often upon it, and bringeth up forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But which beareth thorns and barriers is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be banned. But beloved, we have persuaded better things of you, and things that are camping in salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work, labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do ministers. As we study this scripture, we look at the challenges that you're going to face when you choose to live for Christ. You're going to be tempted. But sometimes you may succumb to the pressure of the temptation. But God is merciful to forgive you. The quicker you repent, the sooner you reconcile with God, the sin will not take root. A lot of people wait and procrastinate, which gives the enemy time to really encroach and embed the bondage, hence making the defilement too strong to remove. Nothing is too difficult for God, but in dealing with this unrepentant society and people living in sin, causes a lot of people to really fall short of His glory. And you find the half-baked Christians that are raised up in churches that don't teach the word to the fullest, but water it down to appease and have numbers without an impact. Because you could have large numbers in your gathering, you know, and God is not there. You know, crowds are always searching for entertainment and not substance. And you'll be surprised today that the element of entertainment is used as a way to fill up church buildings. And yet, the element of repentance and the substance of the word is really not given to people. So even when they come through the doors, you should not stress about how to keep them. Let God bring them, let God keep them in. Now, I understand when you really want to hit numbers, but when it comes down to the kingdom of God, let the fire do the work. Let the glory do the work. Because when you build, you're not only building an earthly, physical, natural realm, but the foundation has to be Christ. And unless the Lord builds, the labor in vain that build. You know, the enemy is always trying to find a way and a strategy to take down God's work. It's important for God's children to become so devoted to God and careful in how they arrange their thought patterns to avoid becoming prey to the enemy. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be firm in your faith and commitment to God. So, it's impossible to please God without faith. It should not be difficult for you when you become a believer to develop a relationship with God. That's where your deliverance is. So, your commitment to God, your devotion to God, equals total deliverance and total transformation. You see what demons do? They defile, they blackmail, they intimidate, they frustrate. So we have to go into the checks and balance. In verse 11, we desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope in the end, and to the end, excuse me, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. When you follow God, it's an act of faith, but there has to be patience to inherit the promises. Today's society is quick fix, quick this, quick that. Want everything solved very fast, very quickly. Get this done, get that done, get it out of my way. Do you realize that when you develop patience, you have patience, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, so you have to understand these are the dynamics that come up when you're in an intimacy with the Lord and develop that kind of connection. And as we continue to study here, for when, verse 13, God has made promise, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I'll bless thee, and multiply I'll multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show and to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath. So the Lord promised and he kept his promise. But you have to understand that, you know, there was a test of time. A lot of people lose their healing in the deliverance, not because God can't heal them or deliver them, but you see, in the transition of asking and receiving, patience is a solution. So faith is not an emotional roller coaster. Faith is a substance. And faith cometh by hearing the word of God. You develop your potential in God by following his footsteps. God wants to instruct you, to direct you to a greater measure of blessing. So we have to stand in faith and believe God to direct us and to guide us to victory. Being blessed, being found, being secure in God, not faithful to his command and to his instruction. Trust in the Lord. Walk in diligence. Be firm in faith to him, knowing that God is faithful to his promise. As you engage and embark on your relationship with God, and you have trust in him, he's a promise keeper. He's going to bring to pass what he has promised to do in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord made his promise to Abram, and he fulfilled it. Verse 1, surely, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thee. That word is still standing because it was spoken by God. And faith in God. Not faith in faith, not faith in what people said, but faith in God will deliver on the promise. So hang on tight, hold firm unto your faith, knowing that God will bring to pass what he has promised, because he's a true God and he's a faithful God. 561-337-9018, where the prayer line is open for you for prayer. We'll make an altar call for salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your heart, you simply say after me, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. Thank you for giving me opportunity to receive you in my heart. Allow me to grow and mature in your ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am born again. You see, the prayer and confession you just made has introduced you to the kingdom of God as a believer and a follower of Christ. So your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why we do this program. That's why we do this kind of radio show. Because we are out to demonstrate God's kingdom. We do have a website. You can submit your request. Also, you can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Once again, you can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. That's our website, powerevangelism.net. That's our mailing box, is P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Write to us today, and we'd like to pray with you, stand with you in prayer. You can also come visit us in our services. We have a service every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. and also nights at 7:30 p.m. Go to our website or call us for more information, and we'll be able to worship with you, and you'll be blessed. Don't forget, tonight we have a crusade in Port St. Lucie. It's going to be an amazing crusade, and Jesus is Lord. I'm encouraged about what God is doing. I want to empower you today to take that step of faith, and you can plant a seed to support our program as we reach millions of people through media ministry. If you're interested to support our ministry and to partner with our ministry or to give, you can go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. We have a donation page, or you can also give by writing and mailing your donation into the address I gave you, P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Or you can also give by Cash App or Venmo. So if you go to Cash App, just type in Apostle Sally, you see a picture, and you go to donate through that. Jesus is Lord. Your support is appreciated. Once again, I invite you to come to a crusade tonight. Power packed miracle crusade. Everybody going to get prayer. You're going to come receive prayer. It's easy. Just drop on US-1 and you arrive at the facility. You can take 95, you can take the turnpike. Just GPS 9221 Southeast. Southeast 9221 Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie. At the Mead Florida Event Center, which is the former Port St. Lucie Civic Center. And that's what we're going to be tonight at 7 p.m. All of you invited. Come expecting a miracle and a blessing. Come expecting a touch from the Lord. God is moving. And the Lord bless you. I'm so excited about what the Lord just done. Yesterday, he touched people, healed them. People came in from Orlando. People came in from Miami. People came in from Port St. Lucie, West Palm. They were all touched and blessed. So we look forward to see you in the glory. What God has done, a matter of time. But I'll be back again. I'll be back again next Saturday at the same time. In Jesus, Lord, so see you today at the crusade. I'll see you at the crusade. The good Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Sally. For more information about Apostle Ronald Sally or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Sally. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.